Welcome to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about the meaning of Thanksgiving. The meaning of Thanksgiving. Now, I won't get into the politics of it, but for me, the basis of Thanksgiving is to be grateful, to take one day out of the year to be thankful for everything you have and everything you've been through and everything that happens in your life. But I don't have to tell you that to be thankful one day out of the year, because I know that this audience practices Thanksgiving every day. Every day you wake up, you find something to be thankful for. You don't just go throughout your day and do things and come home and go to sleep, and you know, that's kind of being a little bit selfish in my opinion, but there are things that make you thankful. Sometimes the world has a way of making you be thankful, and there are some of us who just practice it every day, and that's a good habit to get into, because when you're thankful and you acknowledge things, big and small, it has a way of making you a bit more productive throughout your day. It has a way of giving you patience and understanding when dealing with other people. So, being thankful should be something that you do every morning. Because the first thing I say in the morning when I wake up is, I'm grateful for actually waking up. Because, as I've said before, there's somebody who didn't make it through the night. And there'll be somebody who won't make it through the end of today. And it's not to be pessimistic, but it's just to show gratitude that you get to be here another day. You get another chance at that opportunity. You get another chance to express yourself. So that's why we shouldn't take time for granted, because time is gone. Every moment is fleeting. So we should make the best of it. But here in the U.S., depending on where you're listening, today is Thanksgiving, and it's a day that most people, probably 98% of people, take off. And, you know, like I said, for the most part, everybody practices the politics of it, the turkey, and, you know, they tell the story of the founding of America. But like I say, I won't get into that, because everybody has different opinions about it, and to me, it's a distraction. It's history, but at the same time, other people can turn it into something political and it becomes a distraction. So the basis for my Thanksgiving is just to be grateful. And as I've said before, life has a way of making you thankful. Some for the simple things. Like, I've told this story before. When I was in college, I woke up one morning and I'm getting ready to go to the bathroom and prepare for my school day. And I get up and I stand up and I just fall to the ground. It's like my legs were spaghetti. And to make a long story short, basically, I had to crawl on the floor to get ready. I had called my mom. She wasn't too far away to come and get me and take me back to the doctor, because I'd been to the doctor the previous day, and I think the meds that he gave me didn't work, or he forgot to give me another set of meds. Something to do with water retention. But anyway, that day forward, it made me think anything can happen at any moment. And I'm not saying if you're grateful that it won't happen, but at least you're grateful that you can do it or experience it at the time. And I won't lie, that made me grateful. That made me, every morning when I get up, you know, I'm grateful for walking. I'm grateful for breathing. I'm grateful for seeing. I'm grateful for smelling. I'm grateful that I can still talk. I work with special needs kids now, and there's a lot of things they need assistance with that regular people, or so-called, you know, we call ourselves normal or regular, things that we don't need help with, that we take for granted every day. Simple things like eating, using the bathroom, writing your name, being able to speak and communicate effectively. So, you know, some people think it's silly. Oh, you get up, you breathe every day. Why do you have to be thankful for that? Because, like I said, somebody didn't breathe. Or somebody has to depend on a machine to help them breathe and to help them live. But be grateful for the opportunities. Be grateful for the advantages that you have. Because those are advantages. Because there's some people out there that can't do what you do, no matter how simple it is. So, like I say, it brings a level of patience and understanding towards other people when you go throughout your day. And it makes you a better person. It makes you more productive because you know that you may not be here tomorrow. You may not be here next week. No, we never know. Nobody knows when it's their time. But being grateful puts you in the most optimal state of mind. It allows you to think clearly. It allows you to work from a place of genuineness, if that's a word. If not, I just made it up. So be thankful. That's how I celebrate Thanksgiving in my household. Because we don't say it out loud every day to each other. But of course, we go around and everybody tells us what they're thankful for. No matter how big or how small or how silly it may seem, hey, it's all relevant. Different things can mean different things. Different scenarios and situations can mean different things to different people. So today, I encourage you, whether it's Thanksgiving where you are or not, I encourage you to be grateful and to speak on those things that you're thankful for. And I challenge you, when you wake up, be grateful or speak on being grateful for three things every morning. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Golden Lady, and subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's GOALDEN. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep it moving.